Good morning, Rikshin Chayodim, Klal Memches, Simen Yerches. Hachol Dabar Isser, Apapisha Enisar Elamid Rabbanon, Nechluka Poiskim Imavorchen Alav. A person eats something which is usher to eat, albeit the Isser is not an Isser which is intrinsic on the item, it's an Isser Rabbanon. So the item is not intrinsically something which is repulsive and usher, it is something which Batsim it mitzad the dinatar, it's mutter, because also not to eat it. The Sefer says that when Chazal make Yisurim, they put Yisurim on the Gavra, not on the Chepsa. So the item doesn't become Asur. It's Allah and you to listen to the Chachamim. So you have not listened to the Chachamim, and you're active eating it. But the item intrinsically is Mutter, and you're being the Henna from it. So do you make a bracha on it or not? So the Rambam says you do not make a bracha on it. And the Raiva there says that you do. And the Rosh, in the beginning of the seventh parak in Brachas, quotes the Ravid and passes like the Ravid. The Shulchan Aruch passes like the Rambam. The Beis Yosef already, he is Machria like the Rambam. And in Shulchan Aruch, he just brings the opinion of the Rambam. He does not bring the other opinion. The Chayyadim brings both opinions. He does not seem to come to any final decision on that. But that's clear in the Mishnah, the beginning of the seventh parak, that you're not, Zimun doesn't work on an individual who's eating something which is not allowed to eat. We can't call that we've joined together and made a meal together when you're eating something you shouldn't be eating. So in regards to Kavias, it's not considered a Kavias. That's clear in the Gemara. The question is, do you extend that to say that there's no bracha at all or not? That's the argument. Okay. Which then, it's a mitzvah to eat it. The person has a sakana and he has to eat it. So then it's a mitzvah to eat it. So it's not an iser, it's a mitzvah when he eats it. So then, so he would obviously make a bracha when he eats it, and he would also be part of the zimun as well in that situation. In the Sefer Chashukei Chemed, Sir Zilberstein brings from his father-in-law, Rabbi Yashiv, that was asked the following question. Person who is the diabetic, and he has limits to what he's allowed to eat. So sometimes people's taiva overcomes them, and they eat something they shouldn't eat. So the question is, that lechara is also an aver. He's being over the mitzvah of Abraham. So even though it's not on the chefsa, but we see here that even the item is not intrinsically bad. Just for this person, it's something which he shouldn't be eating because of the mitzvah of Abraham. But we see that even something which is on the gavra, you do not make a bracha. And we pass on like the opinion that you do not make a bracha. So would he make a bracha on that or not? So Rabbi Yashiv answered that one bite is not the problem. The problem is eating a certain amount. So bracha achrona is clearly he did an iser by being over b'chai b'hem. The person takes a little bite, a little nibble, and 99% of the time, that's an example that he's giving, that amount is not going to affect his blood sugar in a way which is dangerous. So it's not a sakana. The reason we don't want him eating it because the chances are he's not going to stop there. But the chi of bracha rishona is just a tiny crumb. So he would make a bracha rishona in that case, but not a bracha achrona. And clearly we would not do zimun on such a situation. It's interesting to discuss, you can extend that to a person who has a cholesterol problem, is eating food which is high cholesterol, etc. Now, the question is, when we say over here that you're not mezamen alav, what is he eating that which is osur, which you're not mezamen alav? So if the item that you're eating is the bread, so the kviyas has to be based on the bread, so it can't be called a kviyas, he's eating something he shouldn't be eating. If, however, the bread is mutter, what he's eating is something, is other foods in the meal which are problematic. So that's true, if you eat those foods, he's been over an isser, and they would not make a bracha on those foods, but that's not relevant to the kviyas. The kviyas is mitzad the bread. So the Miri says that explicitly, that if the bread is he's eating is heter, the fact that other foods are isser doesn't take away his kviyas. The issue of the kviyas over here was the cases of the Mishnah. We're talking about cases where the grain which the bread was made from was tevel, or was demai, or was meiser sheni outside of Yerushalayim. All the examples are that the bread itself was made from grain, which was usher to eat. So the bread itself is isser. So that's not a kavias. But the fact you're eating other things in the meal, which are usher, are questionable even, that issue wouldn't apply. Obviously, a person shouldn't be eating them, but that wouldn't apply. So the halacha lemaisa, the chayalim seems to be misupik what the halacha regards to making a bracha. So the Mishabura says, now, we do not differentiate here between b'mezid and b'shoigig. And it means even b'shoigig, which the person wasn't aware of the avera, but they call it a kviyas on a dar yisr, it's not called a kviyas. But in regards to the chiyav to bench afterwards, so the Mishabura brings that b'shoigig, at least the person, a person should say a bracha achorana, because since he did a b'shagig, it's not the same level of aveiro. So the chi of bracha there is, but the zimun there is not. Okay, in the case of a person did a b'mezid, he should not make any brachas. Now, I just want to add one thought. He might get gehenna for not making a bracha, but that all comes because of that he's eating something which is iser. So he gets an aveira for eating the food, he gets an aveira for not making a bracha, but he can't make a bracha, because the Gemara says it's not a blessing to God's bracha, it's an insult. So we don't make such a bracha. But on the other hand, nobody should ask them to eat such a thing, and therefore end up with no bracha. He should eat something which was a heter, and there would be a bracha. So all that goes into the aveira that he's doing. So we're not relieving him from his chiyah bracha, we're just saying that he's also to make the bracha, because it's insulting to Hashem. And he will end up being the henna from this world without a bracha, which is improper, and also end up with the veir of eating the item, which is usur. Have a good day.